Good morning. It is 10:12 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, President of the Chamber, joined by
Karen Bergeron, Vice President.
And we just came from a great ribbon cutting that we'll talk about in the last segment, but just a little teaser.
Yes.
So we're flying high today.
We are.
And we're so excited to be joined by Michelle Silveria from Jean-Darc Credit Union. How are you, Michelle?
Good morning, my favorite chamber people. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Great. Thanks for having me.
There's always exciting things happening at Jean-Darc.
We never stop.
You never do.
You just keep on building.
Building.
And growing.
Here's a little tidbit.
Breaking.
We are opening our first branch in New Hampshire.
Really? Oh, wow. Yep. Where?
Off of Exit 1 at Spitbrook Road.
Oh, yes.
In the Tara Commons section.
Yay.
Yep. That's fantastic.
Yeah, groundbreaking April 4th.
Oh, my gosh.
Then we hope to be in. We should be in by September, October time frame.
That is so exciting. Oh, that's a fast time frame.
And we are the first state chartered credit union to get approval. Because as a state chartered credit union, you're not allowed to go to a different state, mm-hmm. but they opened up the rules this
wow.
year, and we applied, and we were the first credit union to apply
How
to
exciting.
Get approval, so we're really excited.
And wasn't the first credit union in New Hampshire that was
yes,
ever?
Yes, St. Mary's Bank, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. We are now the third oldest credit union in the United States.
In the United States.
Yeah, we'll be celebrating our 104th birthday February 12th.
Yeah, so you want me to have my baby on February 12th and celebration.
Get a special present.
How would I derive a name from Jean-Darc Credit Union? What could I name the baby?
Joan of Arc. Michelle. You can always name her Michelle if it's
Perfect.
A girl.
That's really exciting that you're going to be over there because we're up that ways.
Yeah,
you know,
we're
often.
Excited. This will be our 10th branch.
Wow.
10th
Amazing.
Branch.
Yeah.
Wow.
How many branches were there when you started?
One.
Oh, my
One?
Gosh.
One? I was
so
on
cool.
Merrimack Street. I'll be celebrating 30 years in October.
Oh, my gosh.
At the credit union. So
that is amazing.
That must have been like your first job.
Yeah,
like,
I always tell people that child labor laws weren't around
yeah.
when I was working. So,
seriously.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations.
So, great. Thank you.
You have been an integral part of the growth
of Jean-Darc. I would
Jean-Darc.
Like to think so.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been fun to watch it grow, fun to see the community embrace us, and fun to be part of everything that's gone on at the credit union. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Well,
I just don't think I'll be there another, 30 years, but, one never knows.
Okay, 40 years.
I hope not, yeah.
So today you want to talk about the We Share a Common Thread Foundation.
Right. So, we started this foundation in 2011 basically to help support the lives of people in our community. So we provide assistance for food, shelter, clothing, health, education. And it also embraces the employees whose spirit of giving is really being in the community and giving back. So we wanted to kind of embrace that and put something around it. So we started the We Share a Common Thread Foundation in 2011. And with that, we kicked off our Give a Click program,
mm-hmm.
where
I love
we
that.
Actually give $1,500 every quarter, and the community can vote. So we pick three nonprofits, and we ask them to get behind it and, get their organization to get people to vote, and we promote it and had some great success. And it's amazing, when I was putting my numbers together for this interview, to date we've given out over $28,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And then that's just to the 19 organizations that have won, but we've brought light to the other 38 organizations because of the three.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, we're really thrilled.
And the foundation's really goes hand in hand with the whole credit union philosophy as a whole.
Yep. So we have a big event coming up. This is probably the biggest fundraiser we have for the foundation. It's called We Share a Common Thread Fundraiser. It's going to be February 20th at Lenzi's. It's a Saturday night from 7 to 11. We have dancing, silent auction items, raffles, all the employees get together and they make baskets. So everyone in divisions make baskets, and every year they try to outbeat.
I was going
to
say they
other.
Must get better every year.
Every year, we don't hold a candle though to the Lowell General baskets, but we can certainly. I can say we can come close.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. I'll have to bid on Brandy's basket.
Yeah. So the tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door, and we actually invited all the nonprofits who received the funds last
Great.
Year to come and be part of it.
Fabulous.
We donated to over 42 nonprofits last year. So that money that comes in, we give it right back out.
That is so fantastic.
Yeah, We really like to partner with the smaller organizations that don't get a lot of the, you know, they're not known or they don't have a lot of money to advertise or promote themselves. So we really like to bring them to light and help them do a better job with what they're doing here on.
Oh, that is so fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, but what type of organizations? I know you said, there was 42?
So in fact, Zach's team just
won. Yes.
Thrilled. So we all know that, you know, they lost a son to the opioid epidemic and really, you know, want to make that more, you know, awareness, bring that awareness, and they're doing a fabulous job. Power of Flowers, who I just got on their board, they do an amazing job. Love what they do, you know, out of Billerica, bringing flowers to, you know, the people in the nursing homes and stuff, you know, amazing. Katie's Closet, who, again, know, we can't say enough about what Katie's Closet does in the community.
And there's a tie to Jeanne d'Arc.
There's a tie to Jeanne d'Arc. Anne-Marie Bisson's our vice president and does an amazing job and what she's done with that organization. So, you know, we try to find different ones. Bridges Crossing is another one that we've gotten involved with, and they help, you know, women, battered women. So really just trying to find those organizations that go under the radar. So always looking. If people have any ideas or thoughts, they can always email me or call me at the credit union. And, you know, if they know of an organization that we might have missed, so.
And it's great because your employees are so involved in so many nonprofits. So I'm sure they come to you with so many ideas of.
We're really thrilled, too, because we kind of measure volunteer hours at the credit union. And this year, in 2015, we had over 7,600 volunteer hours.
How many employees?
So we're up to about, I think, 208 now.
Wow, that's a lot of hours.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And it's not mandatory. We ask employees to find something you love and get involved. And they pick up the torch like Joan of Arc and go out there and get involved. And we're really thrilled to be part of all that and have our employees be part of it.
And Steve Jones probably produced about 7,000 of those hours.
Steve Jones, he's out there all the time. The mayor of the credit union. He does a great job. He's at more events that I can, you know. He does a great job. And is so known in the community and sits on many boards. Stevie, that's a call out to you, buddy.
And then we have to give a shout out to George Valaris, who's on our board as well.
I know. He set all this up for me, so he's great. And he's out there all the time and doing his thing. I know. I believe he sits on your board. He's probably involved, I'm sure. I haven't heard with the Winterfest
he's coming up. Always,
So he's always got his hands in something as well. So,
it's a great community because there's always something to get involved in.
Oh, yes.
In a cause and an organization.
And it's the idea of giving back. And you do that so well.
Yeah. And whether it's, you know, through funds or just volunteering, sitting on boards, cleaning up, you know, walking in the walks, Lowell General's walk, Cancer Walk. Then you've got
Bucket Brigade.
You got Duville.
Jeanne d'Arc was the first team to sign up for Bucket Brigade this year. So thank you very much.
I love doing Bucket Brigade. I think you get a real feel and try to help people understand that Lowell Festival, the Folk Festival, is a free event, and we need, you know, we need people to give in order to
not
keep
free
that
to
going.
Put on.
No, in fact, it's our 30th year this year.
30th year, So we have some exciting plans in the works.
And we're always at the Lowell Summer Music Series.
You're the
premier sponsor.
You are the head honcho for that, for sure.
Lowell Spinners, you know.
With the money tank.
Yeah, the money bat.
Oh, money bat.
You sound like Shark Tank. No, it's money bat.
The money tank. Go in and pitch your idea. You might get some money.
So everything's great, and we're looking forward to 2016, which I can't believe is February 1st next week.
Crazy.
It
goes by so fast.
Yeah, it does, but, you know, at least we've had a great winter so far, right? Knock on wood.
Knock on. I know everybody's posting their pictures on that they posted from Facebook last year and all the snow that we've been having.
You'll have to follow our Facebook page. We're actually going to be posting some pictures of our other family, our pet family. So all the employees were asked to send a picture of their pet who's part of their family. So we're going to be doing a big Facebook promotion on that.
That's fun.
I can't wait to see that. It's nice to see if you can pick out the type of dog or cat. You know, because they usually take on personalities.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, that dog looks a lot like George.
Well, Brandy's got Drago.
Yep, so...
I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun little thing we're doing on Facebook.
That's great.
To promote.
You always have fun. You have fun ads on TV and your fun billboards.
Yeah, so all is going great. We're really happy with 2016. Looking forward to what we're going to be doing. So,
great.
Yeah.
Always thinking about the future.
Yep. You have to.
Yes, but you are expanding.
Yep.
Which is, it shows that you're a great.
One more great credit union. Can you give the information about the WeShare Common Thread fundraiser again?
Yeah, the WeShare Common Thread fundraiser will be Saturday, February 20th, 7 to 11 at Lindsay's in Dracut. Tickets are $10 if purchased in advance or $15 at the door. We're going to have dancing, basket raffles, silent auction items include a TV, tickets to Lee Bryce at the Songus.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Celtic Women at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium.
That's great.
Passes to a show at MRT, Bruins and Celtics tickets, and much more. So we're also having door prizes, two prizes you get to pick, Apple Sport Watch or $500 in cash. So
wow.
That's huge.
Yeah, we're really excited. And again, all the money that we raised that evening goes right back out into the community. So excellent.
And you kept the pricing so affordable.
Yeah. So if anybody needs tickets, they can call me, Michelle Silvera, 978-323-4780 is my direct line, and we'll get you some tickets, and we'd love to have you join us. It's a fun event.
Absolutely. Excellent. And it's a great date night or a girls' night.
Yep.
It works out perfect.
Or a guys' night.
Well, that's true.
Can include them. They all want the Apple Watch.
We know that it is Winterfest that night, but, we didn't happen to look at the calendar to see that Winterfest was kind
was
of convening.
Yeah, but people still want, they'll go down to Winterfest during the day, and then they'll come right.
Right.
at night.
Right. Yeah. Winterfest is Friday night, too, so...
That's right.
It goes all weekend.
Absolutely.
Right.
Just a party weekend.
That's it.
Keep the party going.
That's all. Thank you, ladies, for
Thank
having
you
me.
Thank you very much.
And
Thank you
luck,
for all that you do.
Danielle.
Thank you. I appreciate
Michelle
it.
Michelle or Joan. But I think
okay.
Michelle would
right.
be better.
Okay. You'll have to tell me for boys' names, too.
Okay.
So I'll have to think of that.
I'll have to think of that.
Okay. All right. Just shoot me an email.
Thanks
Thank
a
you
lot.
So much.
Take care.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.